The message from public officials is simple. If you're at risk of becoming homeless, or are already in that position, reach out. Innisfil has had an unsheltered population for many years, but those folks often remained hidden from plain sight. In recent months, however, an attempt to set up a for-profit encampment on a property along the 25th Side Road, coupled with a woman who has erected a tent on a highly visible strip of private land on Innisfil Beach Road, IBR, brought the issue to the forefront for local service organizations and online chat groups. The property on the 25th now appears to be up for sale. And Innisfil today has attempted to reach the woman living along IBR on several occasions for more than a month. Through an intermediary, she declined to speak to a reporter at this time. However, Innisfil Idealab and library staff know her well. She often used the library's services before she became unsheltered, and they frequently help her access food and hygiene products, and connect her with social service organizations as requested. And you know what? She's not the only person seeking help right now. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, the library has seen a huge rise in the number of residents asking for assistance in addressing housing, food insecurity, cost of living and mental health issues. Honestly, it is every day that we've been experiencing that, Community Service Coordinator Mariana Monroe said. We've seen quite an increase in our community members in need of social services. In response to that, we've stepped in. The library has been actively trying to build stronger partnerships with community organizations and social services agencies to provide that service in the library. The Innisfil Idealab and Libraries Mariana Monroe and Stefani Hayes Adams at the Lakeshore Branch. Chris Simon, Innisfil Today. In fact, the library now provides space for representatives from the Alzheimer Society of Simcoe County, My Sister's Place, Service Canada, Ontario Works, SHIFT, Contact Community Services, YMCA of Simcoe, Muskoka Immigrant Services and CFS Counseling plus Wellbeing's Youth Call Program to come in and meet with clients. It even gives room to a family lawyer to provide free consultations. This was a conscious step because Innisfil has historically lacked the kind of social service infrastructure of more urbanized municipalities like Barrie, and when you're tight for cash, it can often be difficult and expensive to travel out of town. We're very unique because we are the community hub. The library has put on those shoes and has been trying to meet those needs, Monroe said. There are amazing turnarounds. There are people who change their lives through these services. There are lots of stories that are not being told. We're the heart. We walk with whoever comes in the library looking for help. We truly care. And less than a month ago, the library entered into a pilot program with the County of Simcoe to hire Community Service Navigator Stefani Hayes Adams to work out of the Lakeshore, Cookstown and Stroud branches and equip employees with the tools they need to meet the surge. We're still recovering as a society from COVID. There's a mental impact from that, Hayes Adams said. The increase in inflation, the affordability of raising a family. She also noted the spike in the number of newcomers who've arrived in the area in recent years. Many have difficulty with language barriers and finding decent accommodations. There's a lot of newcomers coming in, faster than we can keep up with, Hayes Adams said. But back to the case of the woman living along IBR, who's likely staying so visible for her own security. I'm not familiar with this particular instance or this woman's story, but I can say that while some people feel safest in a tent tucked away in the woods, it is completely understandable that she would feel safest in a well-lit area with people around, said Jennifer Van Genep, of the Barrie Homelessness and Housing Justice Network. The fact is she is in a much more vulnerable position than the people who feel uncomfortable observing her there. Visible homelessness is growing and it's no longer just a city problem. The town, for its part, has largely been hands-off on the IBR situation. Beyond engaging police and community services to provide resources, we have done what we can to engage the necessary partners and services, spokesperson Jane Cocking said. Sergeant Kai Johnson, of the South Simcoe Police Service Community Mobilization and Engagement Unit, says that while there was an initial trespass complaint made by the property owner, there appear to be no plans to have the woman forcibly removed. We've dealt with her probably 10 times, give or take a couple, he said, declining to confirm whether the woman has been charged with an offense. She's always been very cooperative. She's not argumentative in any way. When asked how the department navigates the needs of an unsheltered person with the concerns of a property owner, Johnson said, "Every case is different. It's not a boilerplate answer," he said. "Social supports have been offered to her. We need to get her supports and deal with her needs." Many Canadian small towns are seeing increases in unsheltered populations for a number of reasons right now, Van Genep said. More people are being evicted due to loose tenant protections and housing costs that are completely detached from wages and social assistance rates, she said. Social services are completely overwhelmed. Johnson said he doesn't believe homelessness is growing in the department's coverage area of Bradford and Innisfil, per se, but there is more awareness of the issue. And a multi-layered approach will be needed to solve it. Police are a part of the solution, but, collaboratively, we have to come up with solutions that benefit the community and the individual, he said. Everybody has a piece of the pie. Anyone in need of housing assistance should contact the County of Simcoe's Coordinated Access System. Or, if a housing agency or shelter can't be reached, 211 may help direct them to support, Van Genep said. A list of local resources is also available at innisfiladialab.ca/social-services.